Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. Up next, Tim Manning with Tobacco Creek Properties.
Tim Manning, Tobacco Creek Properties.
Outstanding, and thank you for joining the program today. First off, let's start off by talking about the genesis of the company, just a little bit about you guys, how you started, and what you guys are doing.
Tobacco Creek Properties is basically a private equity firm where we are buying ranches in the western states, so mainly in New Mexico, Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, and even some in Texas. We go in, do improvements that help the contributory value of the properties. In some cases, we may even do some subdividing into smaller properties of, 2,000 acres or so, and then we sell those off to, mainly hunters is our market. That is what we do.
How long have you been doing that, you personally?
Yeah, we've been doing that for 2 years. We started, we formed the company in 2015.
Okay, and the reason I ask that is I just wanted to ask you about, have you seen much change in price? A little bit of a pop question, sidebar question here, but just over the course of the last 2 years, have you seen much of an increase or decrease in price?
Yeah, actually, we've seen what we feel like is an increase in price and an increase in demand in a certain size ranch, and a lot of that is stemmed through the oil and gas industry. The oil and gas industry is booming. Then there's opportunity for individuals or companies to go buy ranches, and that's kind of the niche that we're trying to fill in the market. So we definitely seen the price increase and the demand increase for ranches.
I'm glad you brought up what your niche was. I interviewed a couple CEOs from oil companies, and they've got plays going across, several, four, five, six different plays across the United States. And several of them mentioned the price of land increasing substantially in the Permian areas and that sort of thing. And so that's why I guess I asked the question. And then you brought up, you guys are kind of specializing in that. I think that's a great idea. I think that is a great target. And talk to me a little bit about the mineral rights and sizing up, your perfect client and sizing up, your perfect customer type of a thing.
Sure. No, absolutely. And I think that we, being that we're in the Permian, probably one of the hottest plays in the nation when it comes to oil and gas, I think a lot of guys are looking for ranches for recreation and or hunting, and so that's what we try to fill that void for them, finding places in New Mexico, Colorado, and if minerals come along with it, then that's a bonus. And some of them look for the mineral rights when they're purchasing ranches, but other guys just want a place to get out of West Texas and have some recreation and some hunting abilities. And we're avid hunters really love elk and mule deer hunting. And so, it's a great opportunity for guys to go and do something, outside the Permian. But mineral rights here, we definitely look for that in ranches, but mainly for the recreation and hunting aspect. So
it's interesting to me because, North Dakota used to pass on the mineral rights up till probably 10 years ago when the Bakken kind of got booming and that sort of thing, is when the owners hung on to them. Or in like Wyoming's case, I know a lot of times they do it like a 50-50 split, previous owner, current owner type of a thing. Is there any sort of a commonality when it comes to those types of things? Is it specific by ranch? If somebody's looking for the recreational side, you're talking about the mineral rights at this point are going to be kind of icing on the cake, or cherry on the sundae type of a thing. Is there a templated or a commonality when it comes to mineral rights, or is it pretty case by case?
It's very case by case when it comes to mineral rights. The property that we currently own right now, we've got 6,000 acres in southern Colorado. We own very little mineral rights to that, but we actually back up to Ted Turner's Vermejo Park is one of our neighbors. And so there, I mean, it can be twofold. Pioneer's doing a lot of work in our area. And a lot of guys may just want to have the minerals just so that production actually cannot happen, on some of these pristine tracts of land.
To listen to the full-length interview with Tim Manning with Tobacco Creek Properties, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit thecrudelife.com. That's thecrudelife.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. Music on today's program is written and performed by the Moody River Band. To find out more about the Moody River Band or their music, visit our website, thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musician tab. That's thecrudelife.com, and click on the Musicians tab. If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oilfield Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week. Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. Learn more at mbienergyservices.com.
Gain knowledge about the oil and gas industry while networking with industry pros. The North American Shale Magazine is inviting you to attend North Dakota's largest shale oil event in 2017, the Bakken Conference and Expo, happening July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. Learn about the latest technologies used in one of North America's most productive shale plays, the Bakken. You're not going to want to miss the Bakken Conference and Expo, July 17th through the 19th in Bismarck, North Dakota. For more information about the conference or to register, visit www.thebakkenconference.com. That's thebakkenconference.com.